high pierce his breeches and go all the way down to his spinal cord. I'm Detective Rose. I'm with the Sheriff's Department. I'm investigating the incident at the street. I understand you guys saw some of part of what occurred.
Yes, I did.
Could I come in and talk
sure,
to you about
please.
That?
Sure, please. Come
in. Thank you.
Excuse me. I was just eating dinner.
Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt that. Okay, your name is what again? Montgomery?
Yes.
Okay. And your phone number is 3. And your birthday is. What do you work at?
I work for Count Tim.
That's so
funny. Oh. That's mine. Didn't feel quite right, huh?
No, it didn't. And do you have a work phone number?
It's, I'm on a temporary assignment at AgnuTac. I can give you their phone number.
Okay.
It's,
Okay. Just tell me what you saw or heard.
Well, I was in my kitchen and I heard what I thought were firecrackers. And so I walked over to the kitchen window and I saw some guy up here, Hispanic male. He's about my height, maybe a little taller, medium build, dark hair, on a red bicycle. And it was like a 10-speed type bicycle. And he's yelling down the street, and I thought, somebody's out there, you know, having a dispute or something. I didn't really pay any attention to it. And I didn't see which way he went, but he was facing that way.
Facing towards?
Towards Flores.
Right.
So, I went about my business and I went outside. This wasn't 2 or 3 minutes later. I was working outside and all of a sudden I hear commotion coming up from, it sounded like that the house on the corner, and yelling and screaming. And then all of a sudden I see an officer pulls in front of my house, jumps out of his car and grabs the shotgun and heads up the street. I see all these police cars coming from all different directions, and they jump out of their cars, and they're off chasing somebody. I saw one officer come over the back fence of that house over on Flores. And there
that would be the corner house.
The corner house there. The officer came over the back fence. And I'm standing out there, I'm frozen. You know, I don't know, I can't move. But I saw a man, what I perceived to be a man, I mean the build from a distance, I don't see that well. It was like a bluish green or a greenish blue shirt. And I see the officers surrounding this man, and I hear them screaming at him to drop the knife. You know, and they said it at least 3, 4, 5 times. You know, they had the man surrounded, and the man kept walking across Montgomery.
Going towards, west?
That would be west.
Okay.
Right. West on Flores, across Montgomery Street. He wasn't, you know, running or anything like that. And so he went behind the house on the corner over here. So I didn't really see anything else. The next thing I know is I hear shots, a lot of shots. You know, I mean, there had to at least be 6, 7, 8 officers out there at the time. and it sounded like that many gunshots. It wasn't, you know, they didn't continuously shoot their guns. It, you know, to me, what I perceive is it sounded like they shot one round apiece. You know, I do not know if they hit the person or anything. I did not see the person go down.
When going back here, when you say the subject left behind the house,
not behind
the back of the house?
No, in the front, on the sidewalk.
Okay,
you know,
so you're looking at the back of the house.
I'm looking from the back of the house.
The backyard.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's walking to the front of that house.
Mm-hmm.
How many officers would you say were following him across Montgomery?
There had to be at least six, eight. You know,
from here, and I imagine it's, what do you think the distance is from here to that corner?
75 feet.
Oh, okay.
I mean, my distance is horrible.
Sure. And how far was the man in the blue shirt from the officers? How much distance between all of them?
They weren't right on top of it. I mean, they were back a ways.
They as close as you and I?
Oh, no, they weren't that far.
They would they say as close as you and the bookshelf?
Maybe to the door.
The door? So the door's probably 15 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So
were they all the way around him in a circle?
They were between me and him, so that I didn't get a good look at him.
Okay.
You know. And there were officers scattered around.
Okay.
So
they had him kind of in circle.
There was one officer in the middle of the street there that I remember seeing, and there were like two or three on this, you know, around him on this side, you know. I don't know if there were more officers, you know, further down Flores. I just...
Did these officers have their guns up?
Yes, they did. They had
their guns. Were they pointing the guns at him?
At him.
At him. Did you see anything in his hands, the man with the blue shirt?
I didn't see anything. Like I said, the officers were between me and this person. So, and I don't see that well.
Okay.
I couldn't even tell you what color this person's hair is.
Okay. Your view of him, though, was it more of his, from a broadside, looking at his side, his front, his back?
It's more of a side view.
Okay.
Because he was walking this way, and, you know, I just got a glimpse of him between the, you know, the officers.
Okay. When he was walking, did you notice anything peculiar about the way he was walking?
Not really. I didn't.
But he wasn't running.
No, it was not running, and it was more, I mean, it was, you know, a casual walk.
Okay, like he was out for a stroll.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't in a rush to get anywhere.
Okay. The yelling that you heard just before you saw the patrol car pull up in front of your house,
mm-hmm.
Could you discern what the words were that were being yelled?
No, I couldn't. I really wasn't paying that much attention until the officer pulled in front of my house.
That got your attention?
Yeah, that got my attention.
Was it the officer pulling in front of your house, or was it
well,
the officer jumping out with a shotgun?
Jumping out with the shotgun kind of
both you
startled
are.
Me, you know? Yeah, I mean, I got up, I was working here in the club, and I got up and I looked over there to see if I could see anybody over there yelling and screaming, but I didn't see anybody.
Okay. Now, after the shooting,
mm-hmm.
after you heard this rap, series of shots.
Horrible sound.
Okay. How long do you think that those shots all lasted?
Oh, not more than 2 or 3 seconds. I mean, it was very quick.
Okay. After all that, did you walk up and see what was going on?
Mm-mm.
About how close to the corner did I?
I stayed in my yard.
Human curiosity tells me you would have gone at least out of the yard.
I stayed in my yard until they taped off the road
okay.
here. And then there were several people standing out here, and I walked up there.
Okay. Did you hear anything, anybody tell you anything that you didn't know before about what happened up there? Have you heard anything about what happened up there?
No. I haven't heard a thing, and I didn't ask any questions.
Okay. Do you know the people that live in the corner houses?
No, I don't.
On either side? Have you ever known of any disturbances up there at either house?
Not that I know of. I've walked my dog by there a couple of times, heading up toward the park, and people sitting outside, I said hi, that's about it. And when I first moved in here, he had gotten out, and I had stopped there and asked them if they had seen him. Houdini.
How long have you lived here?
I've lived here almost a year, so about 11 months. Next month it'll be a year.
Is the neighborhood plagued with problems of any kind that you're aware of?
No, it's quiet.
Real quiet.
In fact, the only problem that I ever know of is the one I had. The sheriff's been out here twice. Once my sister called them because I said something really stupid, and she got concerned and called. That was stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is I was getting threatening phone calls from a man that I had been dating briefly.
Mm-hmm.
And the officer handled that just beautifully. Yeah, actually he was here when they called the last time, and he phone was talking to him, so that was really perfect timing. But no, I've never had any problems here. I see the sheriff drive by every once in a while, he cruises around, but
do you think of anything that I haven't asked you that maybe I should have, or maybe I've asked you something and you kind of went, maybe I should tell him this, but I'm not sure if it's important. Can you think of anything that's important or that you may think doesn't really seem important to you, but maybe trivial?
No, I think I've told you everything that I can remember.
Okay. Well, if you go to bed tonight and you're laying there in bed and you're thinking about it, and it happens to all of us.
Oh, yes.
And it comes to mind in a flash. You know, I saw something, or I heard this, or somebody told me this. Would you mind giving us a call?
Okay.
So we can come out and talk to you about it.
Sure. Do you have a car?
You know, I don't have my... Yeah, you know, I do have my car, but I would recommend you call the sheriff's office in Thousand Oaks.
Okay.
Because I'm from Ventura, and I'm leaving town for a week tomorrow.
Oh, vacation, huh?
No, it's school. But
oh, school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but that's my name, my card. And, of course, if you leave a voicemail, I will get back in touch with you when I get back.
Okay. Can you tell me what happened?
There was a... We're back on the record here for a moment. I was just explaining to you that there's been an incident involving a shooting up there, and what was your response to that?
Well, the officers gave the man every chance to drop that weapon, to drop that knife, and he didn't respond to it.
Okay.
They, as far as I'm concerned, they were justified in taking whatever action they needed to.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much.